How great you are, Sovereign Lord. There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At the 3:30 afternoon Bible study class, Searching the Scriptures, will be canceled for the day. And hopefully, Pastor Tomlinson will be in good shape to conduct the class next week. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be bringing the message from Romans chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and that is titled, Objections That Must Be Answered. The ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., so if you have any questions regarding that class, please see Raquel Otero or Mary Tomlinson. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7 p.m. will feature reading from the book of 1 Corinthians chapters 4, 5, and 6. The Bethel Choir, as we have announced for successive weeks here, will perform the Easter Cantata on Sunday, March 27th. So invite your friends, relatives, neighbors, whoever, to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. In your bulletin, there is this insert concerning that Easter Cantata, and which you can use as an invitation card or for whatever purpose to invite others to attend. If you need any more of these, please see one of the ushers for that. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today printed in your bulletin is from Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 62, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Good morning. Thank you, Joe. I hope everyone's enjoying the showers of blessings this morning. It's great to have all this rain, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. So why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 62, Crown Him with Many Crowns. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
Crown Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem crowns, all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of Him who died for me, and hail Him as thy matchless King through all eternity.
Verse 4,
crown Him the Lord of
turn to our second hymn, number 129, At the Cross.
At the cross, at the cross.
Thankful for the cross, huh?
Amen.
I love these words, for such a worm as I. That's so true, right? We look at ourselves, we're like worms. Amazing. Why don't we all rise and sing our last hymn, number 122. Why? We'll sing it the first and the third.
So much. Please remain standing for prayer. I just want to thank the Lord for the awesome service we have yesterday in memory of our precious Myrna Jones. And I was just thrilled to see the love of people for John and for Bob and the family, and see the whole family, Bob's family, his son, his wife, together. That was a very wonderful treat, and thank God that we believers have a faith beyond the death. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, today we recall in our mind your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day. Thank you that you are with us in every moment of our life. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fail. May we worship and adore you as we lay our lives before you. May we worship and adore you with every fiber of our being. And so today, we join with all those on the radio broadcast and the internet, and said this, Lord, speak to us, exhort us, lead us into your path. We recall those who are sick, some ready for surgery and some under treatment. And so we pray for Anne Peretto now with hospice in a very critical moment of her life. We pray for Donald McNowell and Joshua Yalday that he may recover his leg to walk. For Dwight, for C. Lord, thank you for seeing him at church. For Maida Kohn and her full recovery, we pray, O Father. For Jess Swart, for Raquel Otero, my wife. And now, Lord, I got the news today for Abel Veloz in a car accident. We don't know the full outcome, but we pray that in your mercy, you will give him a strength and protection. We pray on behalf of our missionaries, asking you, Almighty God, to encourage them and give them vision and strength for the work. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Jose and Diane Avila, Informed Choice, thank you for the successful banquet, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. We thank you today for work and for provision. And so, Father, may you be praised through our offering. So bless the offering and bless the giver. All these things I pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1144. We will be reading Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 47. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 47. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now, when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we will forever praise you and thank you for giving us your written word. You have given us in the scriptures all we need to know to be reconciled to you and to be rescued from judgment and condemnations. Our sins had cut us off from heaven, but you graciously gave us the Lord Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for our sins on the cross, and he obediently bore the terrible judgment on our behalf. We could never pay that debt even if we suffered an eternity in hell. Only the atoning blood of Christ could make satisfaction for our sins before you. We can never adequately express our gratitude, but will forever thank you and praise you for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him yet again as he comes to tell of the great blessings freely given to us at such great cost to you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, that we may live our lives according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?